This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
America, in some cases, are $1,400 richer, or even up to $8,000, depending on how much they received in the stimulus dump that is starting to arrive, part of that COVID relief package that was approved last week. Meanwhile, the California governor launches a campaign to put the brakes on the recall effort against him. In Cali, they haven't recalled a governor since 2003, and that's when Arnold Schwarzenegger ultimately was elected as governor of the great state of California. Hey, everybody, how are you doing as we kick off yet another week here on the show? A big week, a spring break type week for some people, because the next couple of weeks are spring break for lots and lots of schools and universities. Unfortunately, in some cases, that spells disaster. The concern really heavy in Miami over too many people too close together, causing possibly another spreader event just when you thought it was over. At Duke University, orders are in place to stay in place because of the fact that they've had it spread across the campus. So from midnight March 14th until 9 a.m. on March 21st, Duke undergrads who live on campus have to stay in their residence halls except for essential activities. And what are they? We all know by now, right? Food, health, safety. Those who live off campus not allowed anywhere near it because of the circumstance of trying to stop the spread of COVID. Duke said the pause is needed after 180 kids tested positive for COVID-19 in 1 week. Another 200 are currently in quarantine. So just when you thought it was getting better, and in some cases it is, states are reopening, more people are heading to malls, heading to movie theaters, and feeling like they can breathe again. But the top doc, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says please, please wear a mask. Yet some feel like, do we really need to have the mask anymore? So with all the polls that have taken place and the culture war and the political war, really, over masks and over everything that has to do with the pandemic, including vaccines, in the middle of all of that, Germany, France, Italy, and Spain had to halt COVID vaccine shots over blood clot fears in not just those places, but in 19 different nations. Not, by the way, the vaccines that we're getting in the United States. This is AstraZeneca's version. So not J&J, nothing to do with Johnson & Johnson or Moderna or anything to do with Pfizer. And health officials in many of those countries in the EU, they're insisting it has nothing to do with it. The vaccine is safe, but they're not taking any chances. So putting the brakes on AstraZeneca and the jab from that one has happened in a very, very big way. Europe has been hit pretty hard by the pandemic. They passed the 40 million case mark, and this has started to go up and up and up. So they're seeing it go in a much different direction. In the United States, there's been a plateau, but sometimes when there's a plateau, that means that you start to go in the wrong direction once again. And in the middle of all of this, there are conversations about vaccine passports in other countries and what you need to prove as far as the vaccine is concerned, and should the federal government really be involved in that. So ready for this? Andy Slavitt, the White House senior advisor for COVID-19's response, said this on Monday in a briefing. He said it's not the role of the government to hold the data and do that, saying that the federal government shouldn't be involved in verifying that people have been vaccinated against COVID-19. Whatever the process that is happening that's developed should be free, private, and secure. Remember these words. It should be private and secure, and access to it should be free. And it should be available both digitally, in paper, and in multiple languages. It should be an open source. So more people, just like spring break, are getting vaccinated or not getting vaccinated and feeling like it's time to move. It's time to take a vacation, whether you're jumping out a couple of states or you're going further than that, getting on a plane, getting on a cruise ship, doing things that you hadn't done in the past, taking a night out somewhere where you're actually inside a restaurant. So what happens in the next couple of months will be interesting to watch. And let's hope in some cases cooler heads prevail. And this has constantly been the rhythm of this show and of so many conversations across this nation. We want this virus out of our lives. And yet, for the next decade, it's not official, but it's being talked about. Don't be surprised if every year you get a vaccination, or if you want to be protected, you get a vaccination every year, a COVID vaccination, probably for the next decade. So, you know, when you see those flu shots here, free flu shots at the grocery store or wherever, you might start seeing those COVID shots once we get to the other side. But we are far from the other side yet at this point. Worth mentioning at the top, because so often we're talking about what's happening money-wise that's awful with companies and how they've tanked and what's going on in Wall Street. But Wall Street had a very, very up day. I think part of that is because, ironically, because of the stimulus and the thought that a lot of that money will be pumped back into the economy. And the stock market with technology stocks especially really took a very big jump up. So most of the stocks indexes are hitting some record highs after our worst global pandemic in a century. You just think about that. So despite all the job losses, the S&P 500, that really the benchmark used to track most mutual funds, has surged more than 75%, trillions of dollars in stimulus from the Federal Reserve and Congress have propped up our weak economy gripped by this recession. And industries, like I said, tech especially, and we're seeing what's happening with tech and how much we all have to use it in some form, has soared with more people shopping, socializing, working online, and being forced in so many cases to use technology and learn technology so they can communicate with people that they love that they haven't seen in a very, very long time. So that's part of what we're seeing as the bumps. All right, coming up on the flip side, we will hear what Anthony Fauci had to say that set some people in a nasty direction and others applauding what he said. What a what could it be? You'll find out next.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR air capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Off the dust of the weekend. Shake it all off. Just shake it off. Big virtual hug, everybody. I love the fact that now we're seeing people are so excited that they can hug their grandparents again that have been vaccinated, and more families in small gatherings are getting together, and they feel really confident about that. I mentioned how horrific it is in Europe, and let me just say chaos is the word, because cases are definitely surging for our friends in places like France and Hungary. We've had guests on in our author's corner from both of those places recently. In Italy, new restrictions slapped in place, you know, just blanketing the country. And you think about what Italy went through a year after they became the first European country to have to come up with that national lockdown because it was so awful. They had that color-coded system, restrictions, all of that, and they were trying to target outbreaks and avoiding the national lockdown, but it's not working now because they're seeing a surge with the new, more contagious variants, and they've had trouble with the vaccine rollout. It's been kind of lackluster, so they've had more hospitalizations, lots of more cases, obviously. One of the top virologists, I was listening to something that he had to say over the weekend, and he said, unfortunately, we all got the illusion that the arrival of the vaccines would reduce the necessity of more drastic closures, but the vaccines did not arrive in sufficient quantities. So in the case of the United States, it's more about who doesn't want to be vaccinated and will we have herd immunity, and how do you feel about the vaccine, but everybody's expected to be able to be vaccinated by May. Lots and lots of vaccines have been bought up for use and are out there being dispersed across the U.S. In fact, Facebook is going to roll out a new location-based tool to direct people to the clinics nearest to them that offer vaccinations. We're going to talk to somebody from Facebook coming up on our next, on our Wednesday show about how they're doing that. And in the United States, despite some of the things that happened in the beginning of it, the vaccines are becoming readily available. I mean, there are states that are saying we got plenty. Every Mississippi adult, for example, eligible to get a coronavirus vaccine, boom, starting Tuesday, they got it. No problem. Got it, period. And there's been much more organization when it comes to the flow and people helping with giving out the vaccine so that there's people that are at some of these bigger sites, a lot of wonderful fire people across the United States. Firemen and firewomen are at these vaccination sites, and they're donating their time, and they're helping to streamline the process, and so many others are doing the same thing. In the United States, the official death toll is of COVID-19, 534,476, and cases reported 29.4 million plus. If we just roll back the clock a day, there was 38,000 cases and deaths 572. The concern, I think, is over the variants and what happens to the virus variants that are developing in people with weak immune systems. And in the United States, that's the concern. Different from what's happening in Europe. So Anthony Fauci was asked over the weekend, as he was part of the what I call Sunday swirl. He was on a lot, as you can imagine, a lot of the television talk shows, and you know, including NBC's Meet the Press. He was on Fox. He, you know, just name it, and he was on at least three or four that I saw as I was kind of sampling in the morning. So here's what he had to say about people not getting the vaccine, and that it just didn't understand how these statistics were showing that Republican men of a certain age in their 40s, 50s, 60s did not want to get the vaccine, that the percentage was well over 70%. And here's what he had to say.
It makes absolutely no sense. And I've been saying that for so long. We've got to dissociate political persuasion from what's common sense, no-brainer public health things. The history of vaccinology has rescued us from smallpox, from polio, from measles, from all of the other diseases. What is the problem here? This is a vaccine that is going to be life-saving for millions of people.
Yeah, and so, as I said, you know, it just depends on what poll that you look at as to what it speaks to. I looked at one that had it as high as 70%. PBS had a poll, PBS NewsHour, NPR, Marist poll, and they showed that nearly half of the U.S. men who identified as Republicans said they have no plans, so they opened the net wider, to get the coronavirus. And they found that approximately 30% of Americans overall said they do not plan on getting vaccinated. The poll found a higher amount of opposition among Republicans, 41% saying they would not get one of the three federally approved coronavirus vaccines, and 49% of Republican men, again, in this poll, the other one was higher, but it was a smaller group, saying that they wouldn't do it. 50% of Republican men said they would get the vaccine or had already gotten it. So there you go. You're kind of splitting it down the middle in that PBS NPR Marist poll. But Democrats, 87%, and that's what Fauci's referring to. And he was quoted as saying that he would love for Donald Trump to help to get the people who follow him. He has such a huge following, to get, you know, encourage them to get the vaccine. He did get the vaccine, by the way. Remember, that was reported that he had gotten the vaccine in January. So the president has gotten the vaccine, and we know that he dealt with COVID, too, as well. One of the other things that I thought was interesting is that he talked about, Fauci talked about a couple of things, that this is a global thing, and obviously, and there has to be cooperation globally between various countries when we move forward, whenever we get through this pandemic, meaning what is it for the future, and when it comes to this type of a pandemic, coronavirus or something else. He talked about how it's so important to have that global response. And then, he talked about being at the end of this, and that I liked his sports analogy, you didn't want to spike the ball before you got the touchdown, because we all know what happens there. And here's how he put it.
The last couple of weeks, we've had a plateauing of infections. And the thing that concerns me, because history it proves that I should be concerned, is that when you get a plateau at a level around 60,000 new infections per day, there's always the risk of another surge. And that's the thing we really want to avoid, because we are going in the right directions. That's why I get so anxious when I hear pulling back completely on public health measures, like saying no more masks, no nothing like that. I mean, that is a risky business when you do that.
All right, no more masks or masks in your house. How does it roll? Or does it depend on where you're going? Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. I was in Home Depot today. It was jammed. People were social distancing, and they were wearing masks. And I also was in the grocery store. People were social distancing. They were wearing masks. They were friendly, etc., but wearing masks. Dropped off the dog today at a daycare spot because he needs to socialize. He doesn't have to worry about social distancing. Everybody was masked up. This is something that the coronavirus has really bit the California governor. So Gavin Newsom launched this campaign to try to stop the recall effort against him. He blasted the calls for his ouster as a Republican-backed movement supported by the anti-vaxxers, QAnon conspiracy theorists, and anti-immigration Trump supporters. There was a new website that he launched to combat those efforts, seeking donations and support, and it's got a 30-second ad that calls the effort a power grab, blames the violent white supremacists like the Proud Boys who attacked the Capitol, he says, on January 6th for the push that threatens his political future. And this effort to recall him has gotten very, very big. And the anger really was not just the Republicans, it was Democrats. They didn't like the restrictions that he put in place to curb the spread of the coronavirus. Go to the mailroom. Join me, please.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has narrowly confirmed New Mexico Representative Deb Haaland to become the next Secretary of the Interior. The final vote was 51-40. Haaland will now become the first Native American to serve as a cabinet secretary. At least three people are dead and six more injured after a car drove up onto a sidewalk in downtown San Diego. Witnesses say the driver drove up onto the sidewalk and into a group of people under an overpass. Authorities say most of those people were homeless. The driver is being held on charges of vehicular manslaughter and driving under the influence. And the Boston Marathon says it will have room for 20,000 entrants when the pandemic-delayed race takes place on October 11th. That's down from the 30,000 runners who registered for the eventually canceled 2020 edition of the race. The Boston Athletic Association says it's trimmed the size of the field to allow for social distancing, especially at the start and finish lines. This is USA Radio News. Several Republican lawmakers visited the southern border on Monday amid the current immigration crisis. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and 12 of his members are slamming President Joe Biden for a slow response to a spiraling humanitarian crisis on the southern border. Speaking from El Paso, Texas, the California Republican saying,
"We went through a new facility. It was built just more than a year ago. They built it with a capacity they thought they could never meet, 1,040 people to be processed. Today broke that record. Today they're beyond capacity. They're having to build into the parking lot a makeshift facility."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Prime Minister of Estonia has become the latest head of state to test positive for COVID-19. Kaja Kallas announced Monday that she would carry out her duties from home while she isolates, saying she isn't sure how she became infected. Estonia is one of several European countries who have seen new infections and hospitalizations from COVID spike in the last few weeks. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Malcolm? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Stick in the mail, man.
Stick in the mail, man.
Yes, thanks to you, you, and all of you, as they say, where I grew up in Philly, for sending me your thoughts. Always the mailbag is so full. You can send me whatever you want to send me, 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Let's just dive right in. Here's what Al has to say. Kate, what was up with that guy that drove onto the sidewalk and killed people and put them in critical condition in San Diego? I think he was an older guy, so was there something wrong with him, or do you know anything more on that? I know that he was 71. His name's Craig Voss. I was watching earlier the breaking news of it. He's now facing 5 counts of causing great bodily injury while committing a felony and 1 count of driving under the influence. So that tells you right there, driving under the influence. This was in downtown San Diego. He drove his car onto a sidewalk. There were a group of people that were there, and he just plowed into them, and he kept going. The people who had gathered on the underpass sidewalk there were homeless. So he plowed over homeless people and running into that crowd for the most part. And there was a Volvo station wagon, apparently, and that's what I saw. I saw some video of that. That tried to help, and the driver didn't leave the area, didn't do any of that, and the police chief there said at least two people were taken to the hospital, were in critical condition. Three died. So for whatever reason, completely on the sidewalk. And it's right near, I know the area, and if you've seen shots of San Diego, it's in a kind of a popularish area. It's by San Diego City College. So it's in an area where the 5, which runs through there, is not too far away. But the bottom line is, if anytime you just hear someone plowed into people, what's the first thing you're thinking? Some idiot terrorist, some crazy nut just hitting innocent people. Come on, what's up with that? But we don't know all the details as they're pulling them apart. But, boy, the people look pretty shaken up to me that it sounded like a loud explosion, and of course it did because of how quickly, you know, how much he had dragged people and hit people and then smashed into the tail end of the sidewalk at the end of all of that. All right, so let's go from that to this one from Bobby, who says, Kate, I was not a big believer in the mask and social distancing. I think you get plenty of people that give you their true confessions on this. And then I saw what happened to a neighbor who died from COVID-19, a cool dude that we used to grill out with, whose children played with my children, and it's just been a nightmare for that family, and it scared the hell out of me, frankly. And so then I stopped, came to my senses, and decided, you know what, I'm going to do these things that I understand are working and do my part. And unfortunately for my neighbor, he had too many people around him as an educator who were not masking up, et cetera. And he's exposed to somebody they believe that, of course, had COVID-19 and he was diabetic. So I want to see the end of this, and I want life to get back to whatever our newish normal is. I don't care, but let's get out of this virus fog that we've been in. I hate even hearing the words coronavirus or COVID-19. Well, again, high numbers. I didn't really think we were going to hit that. I didn't think we were going to hit that the highest number that we hit, and we're not done yet. We still have to get to the other side of this mountain or get to the light or whatever you want to call it. Just throw in whatever metaphor, etc. But it is about going on to the other side. I mean, let's get beyond it, right? Let's just get beyond it. All right, this one is from Hank. He's listening to us in New Orleans. Kate, I am watching and have been watching for the past year some unbelievably bad governing from all kinds of people, not just federally, but statewide. And the most valuable asset we have is each other. It's the community. It's the connection. And thank goodness I live in a great community because we lift each other up. And anytime somebody was in trouble, and trust me, so many people got furloughed, so many people flat out lost jobs, so many others found themselves having their pay reduced, and just slowly some of the economic stimulus is starting to roll back into my community along with the real stimulus. And you can't tell me that people didn't need that. It infuriates me when I hear people talk about the stimulus as if it is the most despicable thing ever. And how could you possibly accept money? I heard you saying there was a politician, I think it was Rick Scott from Florida, who said just give the money back. Well, he can afford to give the money back because he's probably a millionaire. But for everybody else who's not in that 1%, Mr. Scott, we have to survive. We're in a pandemic. And if we have paid into the system, shouldn't it be the federal government's job to at some point help the little guys out? I agree. You know, what do you want from the federal government? And I believe that states have to handle so much on their own. I'm of that philosophy, but at the same time, I'm not of the philosophy of no federal government whatsoever, because why would we bother to have one if that was the case in pulling resources and helping people out in dealing with things that cannot be dealt with on their own in a state, whatever it might be, some horrific weather element, something that's destroyed the economy, whatever it is. So, you know, it's like that phrase, that cliche phrase that I now hate. We're all in this together. But we are. It's because too many people said it. But we are all in this together. And thank goodness a lot of you listening to me have had places you can go, people you can reach out to, a good community. But what about the people who don't have that? All right, for something completely different, this one is from Mary, who says, Kate, I heard you talking about the Colorado blizzard and that you had friends in Colorado. Did you hear that there was this really wild thing that with the snow came this other snow that fell in New Mexico and parts of Colorado that had dust that had traveled all the way from Mexico? I did see that. I saw that on, I saw this yellow that was on a NOAA satellite that showed the dust going north with the winds. And that layer was right by, went by Colorado State, and you can pick it out so easy because of, again, because of how yellow it is, and then on the ground, how you get that brown, that layer that's there with the snow. And it's kind of like the dust in the Sahara that travels from Africa across the Atlantic and ends up over the Florida sky. It blows my mind, right? So that dust was picked up and carried north, the dust from Mexico, because you had gusts that were like 60 to 70 miles an hour. So that's why it did that. And it, I mean, it's just, in some cases, it's just subtle. You had to look closely at it, but it was there. All right, this one is from, I love that I'm purposely kind of picking, so you know, from different parts of the country. Or it could be the world, because anybody can send me an email, that have different things to say, especially at the start of the week. And this one is from Joseph in Connecticut. He says, Kate Cuomo Nomo, you made me laugh out loud the other day. He is a Nomo. He has to go. It is too distracting. It makes no sense. He's digging his heels in way too much. There's too many accusations. I agree with you. I think someone should be innocent until proven guilty, but at the same time, where there's smoke, there's fire. And this scandal has been going on for weeks. And with that on top of the COVID-19 deaths in these long-term care facilities for older people, New York is not looking good. Specifically, Cuomo is not looking good. Now, more and more women seem to come forward and talk about the fact that they had uncomfortable encounters with him. Whether he's asking someone about their sex life, if they would date an older man, or grabbing their cheeks. What in the world is he thinking? He says he likes to hug, that he's a hugger. Does he realize that the era that we're in, he has two daughters of his own? What a dummy. And I think that pretty much whatever this investigation comes up with, I don't think he weathers it. I just don't see how he makes it out of this without having to resign. Yeah, but I wonder if he's going to resign or if it's going to be one of those impeachment things, because he keeps saying that he's not going to resign. So unless he gets talked into that, I don't think he'll do it. And wait till some of this info comes out. Supposedly it's much more than we've even heard of. Supposedly. We'll see. We got a great mic drop moment. You're going to love it next.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yo-Yo Ma, he used 15 minutes of an observation period after getting his second COVID-19 shot over the weekend on Saturday to perform for others that were waiting at the Berkshire Community College site in Massachusetts. He lives there part-time, and he decided that that's what he was going to do for the people who were there. It's interesting. He was masked up. He was seated with his cello against a wall away from other people under observation because, you know, you have to wait for 15 minutes or so. And he did Ave Maria. He did Bach's Prelude in G major. And it's his post-vaccination performance 1 year to the day after he first posted on Twitter about his project that he had called Hashtag Songs of Comfort, and he shared a recording of himself in an effort to try to reassure an anxious public with the lockdowns beginning in the United States and elsewhere. So other musicians, professionally and amateurs, joined in, and it was pretty cool to see that that concert just about a year ago, like I said. So he's given a series of pop-up performances in a couple of different places, like for firefighters, healthcare providers, bus drivers in the Berkshires area. And he did that for that second COVID shot. So that is a mic drop moment. How wild would that be? That you're there getting a COVID shot. Hey, I think I know that dude. Who is he? Oh, it's Yo-Yo Ma. And you know what? Not everyone might, you know, not everyone might not know who he is. But he's been featured in commercials and pop culture, etc. And I think it, if you didn't know, you would find out somehow. But it was pretty cool. And it's funny because the people just listened and, you know, gave him his space. And I love that. I mean, that's his way to give an attaboy, to encourage people, to whatever. And obviously, he did that for people who were on the front lines throughout this whole thing, just these pop-ups. And like I said, good for him. I think is a perfect mic drop moment. People who lift other people up, that's the name of the game. Because aren't we all walking each other home? That's a famous saying. If you've never heard it before, look it up. I think we are all walking each other home. So here we are at the tail end of this hour. Started off talking about masks and COVID-19 and AstraZeneca and the fact that now they've had people with blood clot problems and they're shutting down AstraZeneca, not shutting it down, but shutting down these vaccines in some cases in different parts of the EU for fear of the worst happening. And it's been a mess and very chaotic in some places anyway in trying to get the vaccine. So there's a lot of problems going on in Europe. While in the United States, it's more about the politics, I'll call it, of vaccinations. So some people purely on politics don't want to get vaccinated. Others on fears don't want to get vaccinated. And we've got plenty of the stuff coming down the pike, hundreds and millions of shots that everybody could be vaccinated, at least getting a first shot by May. And it is, again, about this one number that we keep hearing about, the 80% and herd immunity. And will we get to herd immunity? And it sure feels like it to me. And it feels like more people are getting vaccines that are not necessarily pounding their chest and announcing it and posting it all over the place, but they are, and they're texting their friends to let them know. And that's happening more than you think. And we're not even at the point where people who are working from home in some of these big companies and et cetera, they're not talking about wide openings, like bringing everyone back. But could it be a reality by the fall? Could it be a reality by 2022? When we first rolled into the pandemic just a little over a year ago, besides sitting behind this mic, which I love, I feel lucky that I've had the opportunity to take the show on the road when I've been speaking, and having that speaking career has been a good thing, and it's been able to help me in a lot of different ways. And so anyway, out there speaking and being part of that, you know, people who do the similar thing, I got a call from someone right when the pandemic happened, and he said, I hope you have backups for whatever contracts you had out, because they're all going to crater, because nobody's going to do live shows. You're not going to get on the plane anywhere. And I predict that it really won't open wide tourism and all of that until 2022. And I thought, 2022? I mean, even talking to scientists, talking to other people, I didn't see it. But he was right, because we're seeing that, yes, there are some things are opening up, but there are some industries that are going to take longer to open up because they can't open up quickly. It's in the hotel industry, in the convention and visitors bureaus, etc. They want tourism to really kick open, and it will, but it has to be, in some cases, a lot slower because of what the protocols are. And no hotel wants to be a super spreader event for somebody. They don't want a giant convention where there's problems that are lingering because of the virus, the variants, whatever it might be. St. Patrick's Day to me and to my family is always a big deal. I've been in places where they turn the river green, Chicago. I've been to Boston, where I think everybody tells you they're Irish, whether they are or not. Well, that's probably everywhere. I've been to the St. Patrick's Day parade in New York City, one of the best things I ever did, because it was that rare trip with my mother, who I lost 8 years ago. And this is another St. Patrick's Day where there are some events going on, like in Savannah. They're celebrating St. Patrick's Day in the weekend, and it's perhaps a little bit smaller, but there still are people that are gathering. A lot of the parades have been canceled for the second year because of the pandemic, or scaled back. But restaurants are still doing the promotions. They're still doing green beers and green donuts. So if you go to Krispy Kreme, if you live anywhere near Krispy Kreme, they're giving away free green glazed donuts for those who visit wearing green on Tuesday and Wednesday. You don't even have to buy anything. So if you live close to Krispy Kreme, just go in and they will hand you a green glazed donut as long as it lasts. Because who knows if everybody shows up and they start to try to get the green donuts and they only have so many. McDonald's always has those shamrock shakes, and they've been doing that already. That's out there. And there are other things that are still happening that have happened with food and drink and many, many different places. What's so interesting is, you know, people are going to the Get My Payment tool. If you go to the IRS, irs.gov, and there's a little thing you can click on, Get My Payment, it'll tell you when your payment is supposed to arrive. I've said that, I think, a couple of times on the show because I've been asked that in the mailbag. What, how do I find out, and what does that mean? Am I getting a check? Am I getting a direct deposit? And a lot of people are going to be getting those checks on St. Patrick's Day. So I guess that would be a lucky day to get the first stimulus payments hitting the bank accounts, then direct deposit as a part of the third round of economic impact payments, which just were signed into law last week. That's some green in the old bank account. Music means that I gotta exit stage left. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for his incredible work always on this show, on the technicals, and all of you for listening. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.